And so this grounding mat, you plug into the grounding on your whatever electrical outlet.
Right, that little hole. You know, the little hole. Don't stick it in your hole.
Don't.
And yeah. Oh, not the.
Oh my gosh.
Longer holes, but the holy hole.
The little hole.
Okay.
A whole hole.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Like a big old cicada.
Gosh, Joni.
So evidently, y'all, we'll just jump right into this. Welcome to episode 89.
Okay.
Holly has been taken over by the cicadas.
I can hear them right now. I have a headache. Mm-hmm. That might have nothing to do with them. You guys, the cicada situation is not great. It's not good. I wasn't ready for it.
So far we have avoided them. You know, I thought we were supposed to be in the path of like the crossing of the cicadas and, you know, the cross, yeah. What do they call them?
Two different broods are, yeah, emerging.
So, right. And I thought we were going to be smack in the middle of it. And I mean, I just was prepping myself for all out war.
So. Well, let me tell you what, it is something else. It's much worse than the last time I remember seeing them, but not nearly like this. This is, I mean, we've already had, no wait, I wrote down four. We've had five in the house.
Yeah.
Two of which came in on Tim. He comes out of the office.
Makes with me one, very happy.
Because he was doing a bunch of yard work this week, you know, because we had to mow and all the, two of them came in on just short, because they land, but then they just sit there. They're the most ridiculous bugs. One of them, one of which is currently in my fireplace, just down in there behind the screen. I heard him chirping.
Tripping. Yeah, they
he's tripping. He's on drugs. He's on the caffeine. I don't know what he's on, but and then two, I had to. One was crawling across our rug in the living room last night, and I had to smash him. And I'm so unhappy. I know this is not. I don't want to go outside. They're literally flying everywhere. They're everywhere.
It is miserable. And I remember the last time that we had a huge brood of them come out. And it wasn't the cross. I mean, we weren't in the...
Yeah. You know,
but they are saying there are trillions of these cicadas
get this stat that I just read and heard today. Okay. In the St. Louis area. Now, it depends. It really goes from area to area. But I'm telling you, we have a lot. Our street... our trees, they're all in our trees. They're everywhere. So, but different areas, it's patchy as you get to more, you know, less trees and stuff. But they're saying it's up to 1.5 million of them per acre.
Per acre, yes.
Per acre. Yeah. You guys, that's too many. That's too many bugs.
And it's the sound that they make. I mean, it hurts your head.
It does. It really does. I was reading about it because they're like, that's the boy ones. Of course, being loud and obnoxious.
Of course, yes.
As they do. And they literally, I mean, because that's the thing too. I mean, we've all heard cicadas. And I normally, again, it's not unpleasant. It's a summer sound.
Yeah.
But they synchronize, you know, so it's all a surge at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it is to the point where you can't hear. You go outside, it's very intense, it's right miserable. Under our trees. So that is what we are doing. I don't even want to go outside. Like, I run to the car. I've been wearing a lot of skirts and dresses. I'm afraid they're going to fly at my dress. I mean, I'm very nervous.
I'm going to hold withholding my remarks right here.
I'm very nervous. So I will say too, let me tell you what. So one of Tim's coworkers the other day mentioned to him that she was going to go to this class. She had signed up or whatever to go to this class that the Missouri Botanical Garden was having with cicada recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen.
I started to look one up for my recipe of the week, but I decided
I can't take it.
I ain't doing it.
Thank you. Don't push me over the edge. We were sitting at tacos. We were having our Friday night tacos at one of our favorite little spots. And he was telling me this. And I was like, you know what? I'm sitting here. We can have tacos. We have restaurants. We have, thank the Lord, grocery stores. I said, when the time comes that I have to eat a cicada, I'm going to know how to cook it. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm going to stick that guy on the grill. I'm going to boil him up.
I'm going to put some barbecue sauce.
I'm going to cook it when the time comes that I have to eat that. I don't need some, like, let's do it now. What are you talking about? Cicada come out. Like, I'll figure it out.
I'm out.
Don't worry.
I am out.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, when the time comes where that's what we're having to eat, which is fine. Again, I would eat them if I had to eat them. I'm not being like, you know, too proud. I'm just saying I'm not going to take a cooking lesson on it now because I'll figure it out. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm triggered. All of St. Louis is just crazy. We're all probably just right on the edge. We're right on the edge.
It's overwhelming. It's miserable.
And then I read they're like, oh yeah, it should be mostly over by 4th of July. I'm like, what?
Yep.
That's a ways away.
You know where you can come.
I'm serious. Anyway, it's a first world problem. We're all going to make it through. I have a house. I have, you know, many blessings. But just to get to the car, they're all over the wheel of the truck. Like the tires, they're just live ones. Everything, they're all over the tires.
Crush them. I crush your head.
I crush their little cicada heads. I'm telling you. It's a situation, but you know, I'm not alone. So I feel we can all commiserate in our craziness. Yeah. So other than that, it's been, I've just had a good, it was just a good week. It's good to be home. I've been gone. So it's kind of like getting back to the grind. And I did a little booth, refresh at my vintage booth out at the Chesterfield, Antique Mall out there. And I put out some wedding because it's wedding season.
Oh, it is wedding season.
So I had some really fun, just a few kind of, I mean, everything, the thing is everything in there. There's so many good options. If you're looking for wedding, I know people register and please get them what you do want what you register for. But if you're looking or like shower gifts, you know what I mean? Like there's so many, I mean, my booth has a ton. We have a ton of just beautiful, unique things and everywhere in there too. Just go to an antique mall, you know, and wander around and you'll find just some really cool serving pieces, decorative, you know, just a really neat decorative thing or who knows what all. Beautiful. Just even if you do a couple pieces of something, you don't have to do like a whole, you know, big set or something. But it's a fun idea. So I had fun. I put some wedding-ish stuff out. And yeah, that's what I did. Made sure I still had stuff going. Art has been selling, man. The artwork's been selling. It's been popping off, so.
Good.
Yeah, it is good. It's exciting. So that is what I've been doing. Tell me about your adventures.
Well.
Oh, she took a big, deep breath. She looked up into the air.
So we did this weekend go to Silver Dollar City. The boys wanted to take one last Branson trip. And we did that. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's always fun. It's just a good time to be with everybody and get away. But
yeah.
So, but I have an update about Fire in the Hole.
Oh, we have been waiting anxiously.
So it is a new ride. I mean, you know, they took the old ride down and we were all very upset. Right.
Just a little
verklempt.
We were a little verklempt.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the oldest roller coaster there. I mean, I think it's been there my entire life.
I think it was 72 or something.
At least like what I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it's just always been there. Of course, you know, and as a child, I mean, your imagination is so huge that when that train is coming at you, that train is coming at you.
Yeah,
it's not big. A light. It's a big old locomotive coming
at
you.
Train.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, so when they announced they were shutting it down, I just thought, I can't do this. I was so mad. I mean, I was really upset.
She was upset. Y'all.
I was upset. How dare you take away Fire in the Hole?
How dare you change
And then they
ever?
Came and they said, okay, so we're rebuilding Fire in the Hole is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there's that, it's not going to be the same, you know, mm-hmm. because it's anytime they remake stuff and it's just not as good as the original.
Right. Yeah.
So we wrote it. I had no expectations. I had no idea what, you know, what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I was very pleased.
She was pleased. I was okay. Very okay. Pleased. Yes.
So they've taken a lot of the old pieces and put in there, but the volume is louder. So you hear the story louder as you're going through it.
It was hard to hear a little bit.
It was hard to
hear. If you didn't know the script kind of.
Right. Yeah. Right. So there's that. And when the train is coming at you, it's a train coming at you.
Oh, no.
But they have also incorporated, I mean, all the, you know, it's nothing new and fancy. I mean, yeah. It's newer mannequins and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's still like that old cheesy mannequin, you know, from the fire in the hole. The look of it is.
Okay. Which is what you want. Yeah.
Which is what, you know, that's what, as cheesy as it is, as old as it is, you know, that's your heartstrings.
And the whole place is old timey. So like,
it fits that it keeps
it that way. Yes.
Oh my goodness. It just was really, it was smooth. It was, it really.
So what do you mean the train was really coming at you?
I mean, when it's, you know, see the train or you see the light, right, you know, it was just a big light.
Right.
Now it's like a front of a train.
Oh, that's really intense. That's even more intenser. Okay.
But it's the same. So I was really pleased with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it was just good, you know, got to see our pickers and of course Emily is their newest picker that replaced Danny.
That's right. I couldn't remember her name. That's right.
And she is just precious. And Ron said, of course I had seen her before, I'd met her. But Ron said, you know, I went ready to hate her. You know, I mean, not really.
Ron.
You know, but
Ronald.
I mean, he was. It's not Danny. I mean,
course,
you know, you
course,
get there.
Of course, it never
and
will
you,
be. I almost love that it's totally different.
I know.
It's a young woman, you know, instead of trying to be similar
another,
to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Ron was prepared to hate the whole mm-hmm, show because mm-hmm. Danny wasn't there. And I mean, he just fell in love with her. The boys fell in love with her.
Aww.
I mean, she did a Tennessee waltz. She sang and played a Tennessee waltz. And I'm going to tell you, being from Tennessee, I've heard that a lot. I've heard it many times at the Grand Ole Opry. And mm-hmm. She is as good or better than many, many renditions that I've heard.
Aww. So that's awesome. She was very, the one time I got to hear her, you know, I was very talented, very impressed and a good blend with the old boys.
With the old boys.
With the old fellas.
Yeah. She's a lot prettier than they are.
She is a lot prettier. Sorry, guys. But it's the truth. We speak the truth.
Anyway, and we had dinner with the Garretts. And, uh-huh. you know, it was a good time to get away. But but I thought, let me just tell you what's happened. I needed to take a sick day on Thursday. I took a personal day Friday to go to Branson. But I really debated whether I should take a sick day Wednesday or not. There's this precious lady who subs for me a lot. And she's on a walker. She has a hard time getting around. But I have such good classes and they adore her and she adores them that I try to use her. So Thursday was going to be kind of a wonky day just because we had programs and stuff. So she happened to be subbing for somebody else. So I walked down there and just wanted to explain things in person about the day that she was mm-hmm. going to sub. Mm-hmm. And she said, do you have any days coming up next week that I can sub? And I said, well, Miss Ann, I'll be honest with you. I'm taking Thursday and Friday off, but I have gotten Farrell to sub for me because I need him to grill and clean mm-hmm. the grill mm-hmm. and do things that, mm-hmm. that you just can't do.
Right.
And she said, well, if you have anything coming up. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you. I've kind of thrown around, maybe taking half a day Wednesday or something, just so I'm not so rushed, you know. And anyway, and she said, well, let me know if you do. So when she said for me that Friday, I got a text from her telling me how wonderful the kids were and how she just loves them and, you know, whatever. And she said, and I told the secretary that I was going to substitute for you on Wednesday too. I went, Well,
that was the Lord. As I said, that was the Lord.
No, that was the Lord.
We're fine.
Well, and it was, you know, and I told her, look,
take a day.
Look, I told the principal, I said, look, she needs the money and I've got enough days and Lord knows I am exhausted.
Yeah, it's a win-win. So, and it's not, you're at the end of the year. There's nothing
fine,
crucial.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I said, it's fine. And he, you know, he said, yeah, it's fine. So, but lo and behold, I got in the shower Wednesday morning and threw my back out.
Yeah. You were a little, I was leaving that morning too. And you were all running around and all of a sudden I'm like, what is, how is she doing? Oh, she threw her back out.
Yeah.
I know, you got crunked up a little bit. Which is what, guys, is what happens when you get to be in your 50s. Sometimes you're just showering. Sometimes you just wake up. Sometimes you just, you know, and you reach for something and then something gets thrown out.
It was just barely a turn or a twist.
Yeah, you just tweaked it.
So, but should I save this for when it's my top three?
I don't know. This is a testimonial. You can have it for your top three another time if you want. I mean...
So I had been reading about grounding mats and I don't know. I mean, it could be a total fluke. I don't know, but
we don't know, but we're going to believe.
It may be a gimmick, but you know, we carry electricity around in us.
Yep. A current. So there's a current going through us. Yep.
Yep. And so this grounding mat, you plug into the grounding on your whatever electrical outlet.
Right. That little hole, you know, the little hole.
Don't stick
it in your hole.
Don't.
And, not the.
Oh my gosh.
Bonger holes, but the holy hole.
The little hole.
Okay.
The whole hole.
Which that reminds me. Reminds me of something else I got to tell after you're done with this.
Carry on. So anyway, I mean, you get that if you walk around barefoot outside.
Right.
If you are, you get grounded being outside.
And what that means is that the electrical current has a place to go. It moves through your body. Like that's why when the house is grounded, your outlets are grounded. It lets that current not store up in your
body,
house or whatever. Right. Yeah. So it gives it that place to exit. Yeah. There you go. That's good.
It's supposed to help with your inflammation and swelling and pain and sleep, and it's supposed to separate your blood cells so that they flow better and all this.
I
found a cheap one. I did not order an expensive one because, again, I'm like, I don't know if this is a gimmick or what.
Right.
You know, and you plug it in and you can't feel any. I mean,
thing. Right. You don't know. Like, is
you don't
this
know
on?
If it's working or like, not. Yeah.
Am I just sitting on a piece of plastic mat?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's not plastic. You know what I mean? Am I just sitting on this thing?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, anyway, but I slept on it Wednesday night, and I mean, I was in pain every time I moved, and so I slept on it Wednesday night, and I woke up Thursday, and I did not have very much pain. Mm-hmm. I had a little, but not.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in the car which that'll mess me up every time, being in the car for a long time.
And Friday, I had no pain. By the time Friday rolled around, you know, back pain doesn't do that. When you tweak your back, you're out for a bit.
Usually, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so
that's
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And of course, what did I do? I had to get on the Amazon and order one too. She had me sit on it when I was down there. And, you know, I believe but I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
You know, I understand enough about the truth of what it's saying.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I'm not willing to spend the $150 on one yet.
No.
But the cheap one, I'll give it a try. And if it works, I may upgrade. But
and I went ahead and got, I haven't put it on the bed yet because I went ahead and ordered some other sheets. I had to update my bed situation. But I went ahead and got, because yours was, I really liked yours though, because it was very portable. Like you brought it into the family room and you could sit on it in your recliner and you can, you know, which was really, you could easily travel with it.
Yeah.
So it was really nice, but I went ahead and ordered one that goes across the whole kind of middle of the bed. It's not the sheets. There's sheets. There's all kinds of stuff. It gets very complicated.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want anything crazy, but, you can order for the size of your bed and it straps around, under your top, you know, your sheet. So, cause I'm like, that's the place where then I know I'm just going to be on it for a good amount of time at night. You know what I mean? Cause I'm like, I just wanted to be like, okay, if I'm laying on that every night for, you know, a solid 8 hours or whatever, you know, and then Tim also can get, if there's any benefit, yeah. then he can get the benefit too. So I did do that. So I just did a little teeny bit more of a one, but just because of the size and stuff. Yeah. But we'll see. You guys, this might fix us.
It might. It might.
I know. Well, you know, yeah. Who knows? I'm excited to give anything now that you tell me will help with my sleep. I'm
going to try it.
I'm going to try it. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I'm literally like, yes, the gummies, I don't even know. I could be ready. On that note, okay, now that one reminded me, though, mm-hmm. of the drink that you had. I forgot to share it with the people. Just the moment we had in Starkville when we were leaving to drive back home and we swung through the coffee place to get some coffees for our way home.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I order like a normal, you know, a mocha extra hot, uh-huh. no whip. I mean, like you do. Of course, Caleb made me say the order because he's like, I'm not saying all that. And I'm like, I know, I got it.
Mine was much easier to say.
Oh, yeah. Yours was. She says, I'll have the bushwhacker.
The frozen bushwhacker.
No. And then they said, what's that? She said, I'll have a large frozen bushwhacker. So, of course, I can't contain myself for the rest of the time.
Well, and when it comes out, they'd written F
Bushwhacker on her cup. I took a picture, y'all. I was just astonished. And she's sitting right next to her mother with that.
That's right.
Bushwhacker.
Yeah, my mother there was a lot it of.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say what you said. That was inappropriate. I'm not saying
it. It was good.
It was good. And I tried that as well. Anyway, you guys, you can't have a drink named a bushwhacker and it can't be large and frozen. We can't do that. Anyway, I'm sorry. I apologize, but our talk about the little grounding hole made me think of it. So,
gosh,
it was so funny. I just,
okay. All right.
Anyway, and hearing Caleb order it too, it was just funny to me. Mom, what do you want? A bushwhacker? Okay. Large frozen bushwhacker. It was too much. I'm literally not. I'm about the mentality, maturity of a 12-year-old boy. Anywho, the other thing, speaking of devices and sleeping and all our crazy wackadoodleness, I think I mentioned this to you. Did we talk about this a little bit? I think we did when I was down there. But of course, first of all, let me just say, we all know that our phones listen to us. Listen, if you still are one of these people that's like, no, it don't, and blah, 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 all this, let me just disavow you again. This is more and more happened, but literally, I'm at Joni's house, not on my phone even, I mean, whatever, but we're talking about the grounding mat. She's having me try it. My ankle was a little bit swollen and weird, and she's like, please sit on that. So I was doing it. And we had talked about it. I didn't look it up. I didn't Google it. And, you know, because sometimes that's what you do is you look it up. And then, of course, it's in your every algorithm out there. I did not. I didn't touch my phone. I didn't look at my phone. I didn't open my phone. I didn't do anything. And I kid you not, the next time I opened my phone in the Instagram, all the ads rolling for grounding mat. I had never seen any.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I've heard of it. So maybe there was something, but now it's just rolling through grounding. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you little bugger was listening to us.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I know. And they're all like, it makes it easier for you. I'm like, no, you makes it so we buy your stuff. I understand
I don't. Yeah. My kids are so they don't care. And I'm like, you're handing over more and more privacy.
And I know. And the thing is, that is very much, I know we're in another generation and the one before us would have probably, you know, the older people probably absolutely. But again, to me, you know, it's just that it's easy for you to say, oh, they're not doing anything or they would never blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you don't know. How do you know? You know all the hacking. Like the medical company.
Well, here's the thing.
All the stuff.
Too.
You have no idea what the little Norman down in the server room is doing with your stuff.
So here's the thing too. I got to tell you, y'all, I am so far off the news. I don't care. But there is somebody has a recording of Trump saying something. I don't know. And I looked, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Right, I would say this about, you know, whoever has a recording of whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't care if there's a recording. I can't trust recordings anymore.
Nope. That day is gone.
Because because my children have mm-hmm. shown me so much with AI that is terrifying. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can believe video. I mean, there's your video evidence is going to be corrupt.
It
your
is.
Recording evidence is going to be corrupt.
There
is no way to know what is truth anymore.
Yeah, it is. And I even heard today, speaking of that, I was listening to one of my true crime kind of podcasts. It covers more cases, but anyway, and they were talking about, in fact, it's a case that's in the news right now, which I hadn't really, what's her name? Micah Miller. She's a wife of a pastor. This is horrible. I can't even, anyway, don't get me started, but was found dead just at the end of April of an apparent suicide out in South Carolina, North Carolina. Anyway, all kinds of allegations of abuse. They were going through a divorce, a whole messy situation.
Right.
The point is that the person on the investigative journalist on the podcast brought up the fact because there was a phone call. She made a 911 phone call from the place that she was out at, like the state park, and that's where her body was found, deceased. And she made a 911 phone call saying, well, this is where I'm about to do this. And I just wanted my family to be able to find
somebody
me.
To
blah,
find
blah, blah.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, she was extremely calm, extremely like casual. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you find me? Can you trace my phone? Anyway, blah, blah, blah. People, you can see all that. But one of the things that the investigative journalist brought up is she's like, have they tested that recording that it's not AI?
Yeah.
Because you can voice AI. And it hung up abruptly. Like she said a little bit and then it was just kind of off. And, you know, I'm not saying it is,
but it's
being
could
brought.
Be. That's what I'm being, saying.
And and some of the people involved would have some interest in AI. And the point is police and investigations and all that are now going to have to start taking all that into account. Yeah.
Well, I know back when Photoshop first started, we've got a friend who is a judge and his little girl was at our house all the time. And I had a picture of her and Ron took up Photoshop and like drew bruises and stuff on her. I mean, it looked like she had just had the tarnation beat out of her. And, and Ron, I don't know.
You won't even ask right now. Why
I don't
Ron
know.
Was
I don't remember
that.
What the
carry
story
on.
Was. No, he
We're
sent it to, on. He sent it to her dad for, mm-hmm. you know, something or another. And he said, okay. He said, but this terrifies me as a judge. He said, because I can no longer accept, photo evidence.
No.
That this is
it has to be witnessed and a hospital and police. And like it's all going to have to be collected extremely carefully. Yeah. But even stuff, like I said, you know, like you were saying, video, proof of life videos, phone calls, all that kind of stuff. You don't.
So, and let me say this to you all. Let me just give you a piece of advice. Find a phrase that if your child or your grandchild or somebody calls you and says, Mom, I'm in jail. I've got to have some money, or I need, I'm stuck. I'm wherever I've had car trouble. Can you, send me money or whatever, whatever it is, make sure that you've got some mm-hmm. phrase in there. That that it is 100% your child calling you, because they can right now take your child's voice and make your child say whatever they want them to say.
Any of us, really, if they have, especially the kids, because they're on like Discord, they're gone games, they're doing stuff. They're as you said, there's a lot more to work with. So but anyway, I wasn't really what I was going to say. I don't know how we got on that, but that's fine. It's very fascinating how the difference, like you said, that's going to make forensically and in crime investigations, that's mm-hmm. going to be, we're seeing it in politics, again, who knows. What I was bringing up though, was after I started seeing all the ads for the grounding, I'm also seeing all kinds of ads for this mouth tape. Y'all, there's mouth tape. They're advertising
please don't tell Ron this.
No, I told him, I said, I'm going to get him some of that mouth tape right now. And he's like, you're trying to kill me. I'm like, no, I need you to keep your mouth shut in the night. Y'all, it's a big piece of tape. It's even got little Z's on it, like you're sleeping. Uh-huh. It's a big blue piece of tape They're trying to sell us stuff now to tape your mouth shut at night. And the things that I'm seeing, they're like, because you're supposed to breathe through your nose. It's better to breathe through your nose. It's very harmful if you breathe through your mouth. And I'm like, good heavens. But my thing is, I'm legit like, if you have someone who has that sleep apnea, like Tim's little sleep apnea machine thing, if his mouth comes open, it's like a torrential, it's as loud as snow. It's like, air is blowing out his mouth. It drives me crazy because I'm like, just keep your mouth, like the suction gets lost. And so the air just literally pours out of their mouth. It's great, you guys. It's a good time in our house. It's a very good
time. You know, they say you eat like 7 spiders in your lifetime from your mouth being open at night.
That is untrue. And I'm not believing that. It might be a cicada though right now. So I better
a cicada.
I'm going to tape my own mouth.
Tape your own mouth.
But seriously, I'm like, mouth tape. But I do think for Tim, I'm like, honestly, and he's like, you're going to get me that. I'm like, I don't know, dude, if it keeps your mouth shut when that machine is on. I don't know. Anyway.
I may just buy it for Ron to wear during the day.
Here, honey, here's your tape.
Here's your mouth tape.
Y'all, we are trying to sell us mouth tape. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I would be crazy if I put that on me. I'd think I was dying. What if your nose gets a little stuffy, how it kind of does?
I know.
And you're ripping tape off your face the middle of the night. Guys, on your grounding mat.
On my grounding mat.
The whole thing. Why can't we just sleep? How do people sleep in the old days just like on the ground, you know, in the trees and stuff? We would never make it. We would never.
I don't know. We might be better off.
Better. Oh, yeah. If we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're not better off now. Well, I mean, we really are. You guys, we really are. But. Needless to say.
Speaking of technology, are you done? Can I?
Okay, yeah, so all I had was mouth tape and cicadas.
So,
and the bushwhacker.
So the other day, on our return trip home Sunday, we stopped, you know, for lunch, and I was going to go to the bathroom, but there were two little old ladies who came in from the outside, just kind of right in front of me. Of course, they immediately turned to go to the bathroom. So I let them go, and I was just going behind them. And so we get into the bathroom and the one lady goes in and then the other lady goes in the other stall and all of a sudden I hear a flush and she says, now you just wait right a minute here. She said, I hadn't even done anything for you to start carrying on like that. Started laughing. And she said, I hadn't even sat down. I hadn't even sat down. I'm about to sit down on you. And so
she's talking to the toilet.
Oh. I don't know if she thinks they can hear her or what.
I don't know.
She said, all right, I'm almost done with my business. And then you can do that thing again. And she said, I'm standing up now. And then she said, oh, wait a minute, I'm tangled. Done.
Oh, I would have died. She was talking to the toilet.
She couldn't get the water to come out. You know, it's when you held your hands under the sink.
Oh, I can't work those sinks. I'm the worst at those sinks.
Her friend had to show her how to get I thought, oh God, this is going to be me and Holly soon.
It's us now. I don't know what you mean then.
She was waving, her friend had to show her how to wave her hand over the thing to get the paper towel to come out.
You guys, I'm telling you, we've talked and joked, and I know we're still about we're not anti, but I'm like, older people, it's a little rough. Toilets are flushing and you're not ready. And
you
I don't
wait
know.
Just right a minute here.
You hang on. Okay, I'm standing up.
And she said, oh, wait, I got tangled.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead. Oh, well, she sounded like she was in good spirits about the whole situation. Yeah. So that's what we can hope for.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. That is a good one. Well, what else you got cut? Anything? Let's see. It's Monday.
Is this Monday.
Your last week?
This is it. Okay, good. Today was the last day of regular classes. Today's the last day we're taking roll. Mm-hmm. When y'all hear this on Thursday, I will be cruising on into summer. So we have tomorrow on Tuesday, we have finals for first and second period.
Okay.
And then Wednesday we have finals for third and fourth period. Mm-hmm. And Thursday is a makeup day. And of course I'll be getting ready for baccalaureate. Mm-hmm. And we have the sophomores, which I'm a sophomore class sponsor. We are in charge of baccalaureate. So we have to do all the cookies and the punch and I get to do that every year, no matter what sponsor I am.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I don't know that really matters. But anyway,
but we've got the silver polished and the cookies made. And I've got to go buy the punch cups. And that'll be, and then Thursday night, we'll have that. Friday, I only go to school from 8 to 10, but we have graduation that night.
Okay. Wow.
So,
it's winding down. Let's go. In the nick of time. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Yep. And it's time. And what's sad is I have really, really good kids this year.
Oh.
There have been years that I've had some that I'm like,
bye.
How many more days do I have?
It comes to graduation. You're like, bye.
Okay, see ya. Yeah. But this year, I mean, I just have so many great kids and I don't want to let them go.
Hmm.
But it's just been such a tiring semester.
Yeah.
It's been a tiring year, I guess. So anyway, we'll see. Yeah. But so I'm ready for a rest, but I'm not ready to give my kids up.
Oh, well, that's good. That's like the best of, because when you're ready to give, if it's been really hard, then you kind of, the end of the year is kind of maybe better in that sense. But like, it's nice to have kids that you really enjoyed and that were good kids. Mm-hmm. So yeah, way to go, class of whatever, 2024. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that is all. Let's see. Did you have anything else? What else? Did y'all go do anything else in Branson besides?
Oh, we did. We went. I took them on the golf cart trail.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh my goodness, that was so fun.
It was great. Of course, it's so much better. November. It was perfect.
That was magic. It was magic. But what was it like now? So do they have other, is it just nature, beautiful nature?
It is. I mean, just seeing the waterfalls and we saw a beaver and I was out there. Ron took pictures and
it's gorgeous. It's stunning.
It is stunning.
Yep. This is up at Top of the Rock, in Branson. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we went through the museum and I said, okay, guys, I said, now about the time that you think this is about over, you're probably about at the halfway mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said it is extensive. Mm-hmm. I would like to go through it backwards because by the time I start getting to the end of it,
I get tired.
I'm like, okay, I gotta,
Yeah. No, that's probably true. That's a good point. So, I wonder if you could just kind of start at the end and go back through. Hmm.
If you were ever around Branson and you can go to Top of the Rock and do the golf cart tour, it is just stunning.
It is.
At the museum, wonderful. Y'all, he has the most extensive Native American, I would say probably in the world.
Well, close to, I know it's the best, it's probably the best one I've ever seen. And I've seen a few and I know that people from the Smithsonian, had come and visited and been like, this is Smithsonian quality. And it is, it's well done.
It is.
It's beautiful. A variety of just really cool artifacts. Yeah. It's definitely worth your time.
Yeah. And they have a lot of the Native American dresses.
They do a lot of clothing, and which are gorgeous.
I mean, gorgeous. The beading.
The beading
is, I just am in awe.
Yeah.
Of the beading.
It's really stunning. Just turn around and you're just like, oh, look at that one in the top, that kind of the bib, the patterning on the top. Yeah,
but
they're just stunning.
I remarked to Caleb, I said, how awesome were they in that, they didn't just make, they had to make their own bowls. They had to make their own,
everything.
But they had the functionality there. But they had such artistic, they made it so artistic. They didn't have to do that. I mean, they needed the functionality, but to just the patterns and it's just beautiful.
Yeah. And that's one of those, things that being an art history person, and having studied a lot of different time periods and cultures and all that, way back to the earliest, cave paintings and artifacts. And it's like, that is something, just what you said, that's always struck me. Of no matter what culture, no matter where you are, there is an innate, you know, and that's to me the image of God, you know, as creator.
Creator.
It is innate in us as in his image to be creative and in many, many different ways in all of its forms. But again, God did the same thing. He could have made our food just one kind of food and our plants just, here's the kind of plant you need. You know, here's your little protein bar. You know what I mean? Like he could have met all of our needs.
I mean, look at even humans. I mean, look how different. I mean, we could all look the same.
He could have made us all exactly the same. Yeah. We could have stayed the same and not kind of, you know, evolved and changed through our races and locations and all that. Yeah. And that's just not the pattern of what he did. He is a God of variety and beauty and creativity. And every people and every culture has done the same thing with starting with the objects of use. That's your first artistic endeavors, of course, because they didn't really just make paintings to look at. Even the cave paintings, which just amaze me, you know, they don't know all the meanings and all the things, but to me, it's always, especially the hand, there's a lot of the handprints, that they would do. And it just is such a sign of like, I'm here. Like I was here. And then the pictures of the animals, you know, they were here. It's more a story. It's more a communication of a story. Rather than just like, let's make a pretty picture on the cave wall. That all came later as people, you know, got to the point where you weren't having to deal everyday life with just food and safety and, you know, kind of that evolved. But it started, like you said, that anything you give to people, bowls turn into carved bowls, turn into painted bowls, turn into, you know, engraved bowls turn into, you know, anything wood gets carved and there's a little flourish on the end, and clothing that you have to wear gets turned into nicer ceremony, you know, nicer things. And it's very cool. It's very cool to see that. So people who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
I'm sorry, people. Okay. Anyway, you ready for my recipe?
I am really ready for it. And it better not be any kind of cicada situation.
It is not a cicada situation.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you it's much better. But as I am cruising into summer here, my dad had an outstanding blueberry pie.
Ooh.
And one of my little students, Jack Morton. Is that his name? Jack? His name is Jack. Was it Morton? Know. I think Morton.
He's your student? I don't know.
I know. I can't remember last names. He would pay me to like bake this pie for him all the time. So anyway, you need a baked 9-inch pie shell. Now you can make your own if you want to.
But let's make it easy. People that aren't
biased. Whatever. Yep. Just you need a baked. Mm-hmm. If you make your own, go ahead and bake it. You need 4 cups of fresh blueberries. 1 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of cold water, and 1 tablespoon of butter. And you're going to take
It's such simple ingredients. Like it's all anybody, like that's nothing fancy, but it's going to turn out so good.
Right.
Okay. I'm excited.
But look, you take half your blueberries. So take 2 cups of your blueberries and put them in the pie shell. Your other 2 cups you're going to hold back because you need to reduce them down.
Make like a filling kind of a thing.
Right. Okay. Right. So first dissolve your cornstarch in the water and then put your 2 cups of blueberries and your sugar and your cornstarch water and your salt and your butter over medium heat and just cook it until it's thick. I don't have a time frame for you because
you see it just sort of thickens. It'll cling to your spoon a little bit. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you're going to pour that over the fresh berries in your pie shell, and you're going to chill it. While that is chilling, you want to take 1 box of a yellow cake mix and
This is getting good now. This is going to get good.
And 1/3 cup of melted butter. Okay. You're going to mix that butter with the cake mix. Don't make the cake mix like the box says. You are just taking the cake mix and the melted butter.
And the butter, okay.
And you're going to mix those together and spread it on a cookie sheet and bake on 400 for about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Now, Watch it. Don't let it burn. And then take it out. You're going to crumble it up and sprinkle it over the pie. Okay. You'll probably only use a cup, but you can save the rest for later. Okay. You know, and that is a slap your mama good pie.
That it's like, to me, it's like a cobbler mixed into with a pie. It's like a cobbler pie because you got that good top. You're not having to make a top crust.
Right.
You know, or lattice or which most fruit pies, you know, you're making either have a top crust or a lattice of some kind, but instead you're doing that. You're doing that delicious, like cakey topping, which who doesn't want that? I'm going to make that when Thatch comes home.
Oh, it's
I'm make
so
that
good.
For my kids. Yeah. That'll be really fun. I need to get my cooking on a little bit. Cause they're like, can we have, and I'm like, but a blueberry pie. Yeah. That sounds amazing. And I feel like you could make that for a bunch. Like, could you, how could you make that in like a, could you make that in like a 9x13?
I would think so.
And like put you the could, dough and make like a big square pan of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Gosh. Especially if you make your own crust. Now, if you don't, but you could get, what I would recommend if you don't make your own crust is get like the Pillsbury pie dough that comes rolled up. You know what I'm talking about?
The rolled up, not the kind that's already in the shell.
And then you can kind of put it in there and cut around and paste and pinch together and all that.
And you could kind of make a big 9x13 kind of a situation too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now I want that. Now I'm hungry. I did see some blueberries at the store today and I was like, should I get these? And I was like, they were like $5 for a tiny little, I'm like.
Yep. Somebody called me and the other day and said, hey, I've got a bunch of blueberries. Do you want any? I was like, yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Seriously. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm growing my own blueberries. So maybe we'll have a good blueberry crop.
Oh, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. The cicadas are probably eating all of ours. So whatever. No. Thankfully, listen, we have been praising the Lord. We have been counting our blessings because I'm like, at least they don't bite or sting or hurt us.
Right,
they're just annoying.
Right.
They don't hurt us and they don't eat crops and green and, you know, they're not destroying anything. They're just loud and obnoxious. I will tell you that the tree frogs were sounding off this weekend kind of earlier in the day, which normally they kind of wait till the night. So we were wondering if they ate them. We were hoping that they would, but anyway. Well, thanks for that good recipe. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay.
I'm glad it's your top three.
I know. Okay. Number one are these long maxi skirts that I got on Amazon. So it's not for you. It's for normal height people. You can't. It could be a halter dress.
I know.
Dress.
It could be a whole dress.
It could be. But I love me a long, you know, just a nice maxi skirt in the summer, like put my flip flops. Yeah. I got one on today and it's super cute. I linked it. It has like a thick, gathery kind of a elastic band at the top. And then it's just plain kind of a t-shirty material, but it's got two big like patch pockets on the front. Anyway, I'll link the one that I got, but when you go to that link, there's like a bunch of different What do you want to say about it?
I'm just thinking, I probably can't use that as a whole dress.
With the pockets.
With the pockets right there. Easy access.
Okay. Oh.
Never mind.
Can I continue to talk about my thing?
You go ahead and talk about your thing.
Okay. It's a maxi skirt. It's not for Joni because it would be way too long. It's long on me. I mean, it's nice. It's the perfect down to the ankles. But anyway, what I was saying was if you click on the link, and I got a couple different, I got this in two colors. I got it in dark green, and then I got it in this pretty like a kind of a gray, steely, medium blue kind of a, it's really pretty. Because I was trying not to get black. I got a couple other skirts in black, and I was trying to get some colors.
Proud of you.
I was trying to get some colors.
Look at you.
Look at me go. I did order two other styles in black, but it's fine. But then I can wear these with my black shirts. See, I got a black shirt on. Okay. Anyway, when you click on it, there's like all the different, you know, bunch of different colors, but the styles are even a little different. You know how sometimes on Amazon, it's not all just different colors. Like anyway, the styles on there kind of vary a little bit. So as you want to do, but just know that the one I got is the one I'm linking. And And I just love it. It's so comfy and it's so soft. And except for being afraid that a cicada is going to fly up my situation.
Up your situation.
Up the situation when I'm going to my car. Aside from that, but I love them. They're super comfy. It's summer. Stop it now. Stop it now.
Okay, good.
You guys. Anyway, it's summer. Stop. It's summer. We're wearing our long maxi skirts. You know, we've got our caftans ready, but we also have our long maxi skirts with our tank tops and our t-shirts and our flip-flops. And that's what we're doing. All right. Number two is a tinted lip balm gloss that I love. And it's L'Oreal Glow Paradise Hydrating Tinted Lip Balm in Gloss with Pomegranate Extract and Hyaluronic Acid.
I am not typing all of that out.
I got it. I'll link. You know what? I'll have it. I know. That's a lot of words, guys. Why do these things have to have so many words?
I don't know.
I feel like there's just a lot of words. But anyway, it is. I don't have one here to even. It's a regular like gloss in a tube. It's not a balm stick, but it's a gloss with a wand. Yeah. And they have several different colors. And I'll link to my favorite on me. And it looks dark. But I say these are sheer. You know, they're a gloss and they're sheer, but the one that there is some color to it, like the darker ones, it's a really nice mauve color, but it's very natural looking on me. Anyway, they're sheer. But the main thing, a lot of just regular kind of nudie, pinky kind of colors. Mm-hmm. So, but the main thing is they feel really good and they stay. Like glosses typically, you know, they're gone. I mean, I've been sipping this coffee. Now, this is a real natural one. And it's, you know, lost its main, but I feel it. It's moisturizing. It's still on my lips. Like, you can go, you can eat. And again, you'll still feel a little bit. So they're really good. I think it's great for summer. Just really easy, low maintenance. Put them on. They don't have sunscreen. So, you know, be aware of that. But I love them. They're easy. They're easy to use and they feel really good. And they've got pomegranate extract and hyaluronic acid. Anyway, they feel good and they come in a bunch of colors.
Hyaluronic acid. That's what I'm calling it.
You're hyaluronic. I don't like that. I don't like that combination.
Because it's you and Ron.
You are hyaluronic. I don't like that.
Hyaluronic. Go ahead.
That is rude. That is so rude.
Right. You got your maxi skirt. You got your lip gloss.
I do. And the very last thing that I've been, it's just the oil that I've been doing in my diffuser, just pure the lavender oil this week has just been making me happy. I came home and my house it smelled like I hadn't been home for a while. That's all I'm going to say about it. I was like, does it smell this way when I'm home? And I'm like, I don't think that it does. When you just leave your husband and your youngest son, to their devices. But anyway, yes, it's just the pure lavender oil. I love a lot of like orange. I've been doing a lot of orange, but I'm just saying this week, the lavender, it's springtime. It's clean. It's fresh. It just makes me so happy. So yeah, that's
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. So that's it. That's my top three for this week. And get you a skirt and go put your lip gloss on.
I'm all tangled up.
I'm standing up. Wait.
I'm tangled.
Corn. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Can we?
Why are all my like best stories bathroom stories?
You have a lot of bathroom stories. You really do.
And it has nothing to do with me. I'm just present.
Really? Really?
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with me.
You put that poster in the bathroom that had a lot to do with you.
But somebody said that to me. Yeah, I mean, I'm not in the bathroom talking to the toilet or my poop.
Not yet, but.
It's coming.
We might be. So we're not judging. If this is you and you're that little lady, we are not judging you at all. We promise. Okay. That's all we have this week. I think that's it. We will be back next week. We're just kind of wrapping stuff up and then there'll be summer edition.
Ooh.
And we'll see what comes next. So until then, I hope everyone has a great week. I hope you guys find something just to be really, just, you know, be really grateful for and I don't know, excited maybe isn't the right word, but, you know, get some joy out of some of the stuff that we have to do. Cause we might as well, cause we got to do it anyway. So that's all I got.
I hope the cicadas don't eat you.
I can't go outside. I'm not kidding. You can't. I can't sit on my little porch. I can, and it's also 90 something degrees, by the way, too. Yeah. So that's another thing. But yeah. I'm just staying inside, which is probably the Lord. The Lord has probably sent this to the whole region of the country so that I'll stay in my house and do the work that I need to do. So sorry, everybody.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah, it's for me.
All right.
Till next time. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
Tired, my head hurt. Don't try to push those buttons. You can never remember what anything is. Golly, you're a mess. Are you wearing that gray dress again?
I am wearing that gray dress.
I didn't even make fun of you. Gummit. You are wearing that gray dress again. How many times did you wear it on your trip?
Once.
Why don't you get another color too, so you have more color?
They didn't have one. I looked. Oh, they don't have other colors. I know.
Because that's how I do. If there's something I like,
I know.
I buy two, you know.
Keep looking back to see.
Oh, because you love it, and it is super cute. It is cute comfy.
It's very.
That's your version of the maxi skirt because you can't really do the skirt.
That's right. I can't do the maxi skirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but you got it going on for sure.